Bella Caroli has joined us on Sports Byline USA. He is talking about the reasons for him defecting and coming to the United States. Pick up the story from there, Bella.
So the 1980 Olympic Games started out a controversy, and the controversy was because the judging. The judging was one way going supporting the Soviet team and devastating judgment toward our team. I did complain at the beginning, then protested later on. And with all the protests and everything else, I started to be pictured by the organizers as a person, the one who is undermining the so-called first-time communist Olympic Games. For a couple of 3 days in Romania, I was actually the Romanian people took us as heroes. And look at the guys are fighting. They don't let them, the Soviets dominate. They don't let put us down. Oh, what a great thing. But after that, when he got home, on the red wire, at that time, President Ceausescu got the phone, and they apprehended us. So and they really put us in a situation when I had to make a decision to stay any longer in the country or to leave the country. Well, after a while, I had to leave it. And in 1980, in February, I made a decision to come over and to establish myself here in this country. For gymnastic coaching
purposes. Has anything changed as far as the politicizing of judging in the sport?
Unfortunately, whatever the sport is on subjective sport, so like or dislike, I want or I don't want, is up to a certain percentage is up to the judges, always going to be controversy in it. Always. Always was, always will. Even though there have been some major efforts in order to make it less subjective and more objective, but no, they will never gonna come to the point to say yes, 100% gonna be. That's gonna happening in the boxing, in wrestling,
figure skating.
Yeah, that's figure skating and particularly gymnastics.
Yeah. One of the things that I wondered about was that in this country, a lot has been affected, or sports have been affected, because of the big money that's come into it. And if you take a look at the rights fees for the Olympics for television coverage and all the money that's associated with it, has that filtered into the sport as well, that has changed just the feel, the look, the motivation of gymnastics?
I have to sadly say that one of the big blow to my love of the Olympic Games happened in 1988 in Seoul, Korea. And that was at a time when our professional basketball team with all the big names came into the village with limousines. The village where not even the bird could come in. They drove in with the limousines and the poor other athletes. I mean, we're talking about the best of the world. The poor other athletes, they were running out over there and looking at like on the bear, something amazing, something, and asking for autographs and stuff like that. That's when I felt very humiliated, very, very much humiliated. I looked at my own kids, the gymnast, and they were looking, oh, look at that one, look at the Jordan, look at, oh my, God. I said, well, that's not Olympic Games anymore. This is a show. This is a very, very ordinary show, and that can be watched in certain situation, in professional atmosphere in the country, and it's very, 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 very well done and very all right. But not to the Olympic Games. To answer your question, yes, the big money and the big interest did change slowly, more and more the beauty of the Olympic Games, and more commercialized now. You feel like you go in to do your very, very best. But this atmosphere of the other times, that friendship, that love, that communication is gone forever.
You know as well as I do that when it comes to television with the Olympics, it loves gymnastics. I mean, that's the network's focus in on that. They love the coverage of it. What is the connection between the sport to the public that makes that love affair work?
Well, to be honest, we started out to be the number one watched television event during the 1976 Olympic Games. And the little Nadia walked off on the floor and just mesmerized the people. I mean, they just stunned the people. By the physical performance and that unique new way of performing. Well, to answer your question, what the people are really, really amazed about is the combination of grace, music, art, and that high difficulty skills, whatever they're performing. This combination cannot be seen in most of the other sport, even not even ice skating, which is our sister sport, but not even on that one you can see that typical, unbelievable high difficulty they won. Of course, you know, sometimes it's going toward major injuries, but you know what? Circus is alive for 2,000 years. And circus is alive because the people going over there to see the trapeze at artist falling, or the other ones killed, or the other one ate by the lion. So we are vicious human beings, and in a way, this is pretense on the gymnastics also, and other sports like gymnastics, where the people want to see not just the beauty part, but they want to see the shortfalls, and those are the accidents.
Let me ask you about a couple of the athletes that you trained and had great success with. And let me begin with Nadia, because she scored the first perfect 10. What made her so special? I mean, she was small. She had that kind of pixie appearance, and people automatically fell in love with her. But from a technical standpoint, you as a coach, she as a gymnast, what made her so good?
We had a very, very efficient system implemented in the general training. We emphasized very much the flexibility and strength combination. And that made those kids capable to perform much, much higher difficulty skills. The ones people never seen before. And how I mentioned earlier, this is the one what people really want to see. Something the one nobody ever done it. Nobody ever will ever do it again. And this was one of the most important criteria why Nadia became so famous at that time, performing brand new skills, performing skills like never been performed before, and also with a very artistic and very, 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 very lovely manner. This is the fact, and that was the only way actually to defeat a traditional superiority of the Soviet system in sport of gymnastics. And I'm glad, you know, we managed to do it.
Yeah, I wondered whether it was more difficult for her to become a champion, an Olympic champion, or after she became one, living the life of a champion. Because she was in the spotlight. From that point on, her life was kind of taken away from her.
That's also correct, yes. From that point, her life was much more complicated, just like most of the other athletes whenever they achieve a superior performance. It was harder and harder to keep that discipline, well-scheduled program. I'm talking about training program like before. She was taken away for many times for different functions. The president was calling in, so they had to leave for a couple of 3 days, which made a tremendous blow to the regular discipline way of life, and also for the training purposes, the build-up of the necessary technical and physical material, whatever they had to cope with. But overall, I'm saying, you know, that happened in everywhere, even in this country happening, whenever they getting to that major achievement, and they became so famous, then their life is changing dramatically.
I think for any sports fan, and not just a gymnastics fan, probably the most iconic moment in the sport, and one that I remember, and I've seen a lot of great moments in sports, was the performance by Carrie Strug, and the one, and wow, you, of course, picking her up and carrying her and everything. When you look back upon that moment, what is it that impresses you the most about what she did and about that particular moment?
The courage. Simply the courage, and the courage coming out for a relatively timid little girl. She wasn't the type of lion, like I had many of them, with outgoing personality like Mary Lou. She was just like going through the fire, you know, if it's needed to be done in order to achieve their final goal. I always had to kind of protect her and give under my arms in order to give her the strength and the encouragement and the motivation to go. And still, who is the one who really put up a superior performance of courage was Kerry on that particular time. Of course, you know, I was just as much impressed like everybody else, but at the same time, I knew it. And that's why I told her several times, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. We've done it thousands and thousands of times. Just recall the sequences. Don't do anything else but what we repeated for so many times. You can do it. So reinforcing in her mind the capability and that faith that she can do it. There is one more chance that she can do it. Well, finalize it in that amazing performance, landing in one leg, and of course, you know, after that, collapsing on the floor and taking the consequences of the injured leg.
I want to ask you about one other aspect, and I know that you disagree with the age limit that is being put on gymnastics athletes. That was an issue in China with the Olympic Games there. Right. Well, what's your thinking in that area, Bella?
Yes, I very much disagree with that was a very discriminating rule from the very beginning. That generated that all the cheating, and that generated all that controversy followed us through the years. I just have to tell you how devastating is for athletes from countries like United States, where there is no any possibility, and there is no any thinking about falsification of a passport. Now here it is at China, here it is Korea, here it is Romania, here it is other countries that still as today, they do their passport based on the demand of the federation, of the gymnastic federation. And they bringing up young athletes, underage athletes. But you know what? Those underage athletes are good athletes. They're pretty good athletes. I had nothing to do with the athletes. Nadia Comaneci was 13 and a half years of age when she won the European Championship. So nothing the one I would say that is something wrong with it. But I say it is wrong to implement a rule what nobody respects, excepting a few countries by the inside rule and by the conscience. Just in Beijing, just I'm talking on the Beijing, we had a few girls, a couple or 3 days missing the deadline. And they were staying with a tear falling from the eye, watching how the Chinese kids, much younger than they, are competing, having the good time of their life and having this pride and having this unique opportunity to become an Olympian. So how you justify this? How in the world you explain it to those young girls? Well, there are other parts of the world that don't respect the rule. We do have to respect the rule. So that's why I was so adamantly against that blatant cheating, whatever was going on at that time, Chinese lining up more than half of the team with underage kids.
We only have about 90 seconds left, and I want to ask you, when you think back over your career, over the athletes you've worked with, the great moments you've been associated, what means the most to Bella Caroli?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the greatest moments was 1976, when Nadia was really turning around the world, you know, and the vision about the sport of gymnastics. Several other ones came later on, and they've been having a tremendous impact and giving me an amazing, amazing pleasure to see it. That was, first of all, Mary Lou, who really, really, really changed the vision about the sport in this country. And then later, of course, you know, many other ones came on the line and being very successful. And among them, of course, you know, Kerry's performance, heroic performance in the 1996 Olympic Game was something I will never gonna forget.
Any regrets?
Well, there's no regrets in my part. my only regret is I'm getting older and not being to perform quite that physical stunt like I used to do along with my kids.
In about 45 seconds, are you surprised at what gymnastics athletes can do today, the difference, say, over 20 or 25 years ago?
It's amazing to me. Amazes me because every time I thought that's going to be the limit. That is the human limit, nothing more. Well, a couple of years later, new, more, even more difficulties, even more unbelievable physical performance were performed on the world level. I don't know how far we're going to go. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't mind, because that keeps the sport alive, that keeps the people watching it, and that keeps the people excited about the sport of gymnastics.
Bella, I want to thank you not only for what you've done in the sport, but just the way you've trained these athletes, and you're somebody that left your mark on the sport. Thank you very much for joining us on Sports Byline. Bella Caroli with us on Sports Byline. He's coached 9 Olympic champions, 15 world champions, 16 European medalists, and 6 U.S. national champions. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.